Gretzky. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
10:29 here on this Wednesday evening. It's DJ After Dark, John Krzyzewski right here on The Fan. So to help us understand the Masters field from a handicapping standpoint, this guy was introduced to me by the great Anthony Insayasit, and now I follow him on Twitter. He does a spectacular job, and he's going to help me get a sense for who I like, who I shouldn't like, and hopefully pick us a couple of winners. Let's welcome in the great Johnny Millionaire. Johnny boy, what's happening, brother?
Good evening, JJ. How you doing?
John, I'm doing fine. First things first, for anybody who has never handicapped, for anyone who has never been on a golf tournament, what would be the biggest piece of advice you would give to the amateur out there who has no idea what they're doing?
I guess I would take it slow at first, and there's so many appetizing bets out there. There's derivative markets, there's prop bets, there's head-to-heads, and I would just take it slow. Pick a few guys you want to follow. The head-to-head market seems to be the most lucrative because now you're picking one golfer to go against one other golfer, whether that's a daily matchup or for 4 days of the tournament. And those are easy to follow. You can get the PGA package and kind of you won't get that for the Masters. But normally on a normal golf week, you could follow that player. I'd start out taking it slow. There's a lot of long shots to win it all, and those don't often come in, as you know, JJ.
Of course, many of them are lottery tickets. Now, I'm glad that you brought this up because I'm looking at a couple of the matchups right now for Thursday, and I'm already all over Dustin Johnson, DeChambeau. I see DeChambeau against John Rahm. I see Dustin Johnson against John Rahm. Like, they're just matchups galore with the odds. Have you looked at any of these for Thursday, Johnny, that have jumped off the page at you immediately?
For Thursday, I'm more of a all-weekend guy because it takes a variance out for you. I think I did put one down, and I think it was Bubba Watson. I think he'll get off to a fast start on Thursday. I'll check that for you. But I want to stress to your listeners as well, JJ, that you don't just want to pick your favorite guys or guys that you think are playing particularly well. There's a lot of money to be made in fading golfers. So let me give you a couple guys who are really struggling right now and just look at the other side of their matchup and hit those guys up. So, for example, Henrik Stenson, the Swede, he's been playing awful. He had a back injury 2 weeks ago. He's been around forever. You know his name. Hits the ball pretty straight. But now he's 40 years old, and he just can't play the way he used to. This back injury is not good, and I'm looking at him to perhaps miss the cut. So that's a derivative market that you can look at, where a guy, a yes or a no to make the cut or miss the cut. Another guy, I have eyes on the ground, JJ, at Augusta, down there working, sound guys, camera guys. It was reported to me that Tiger Woods didn't do his normal practice round today. He only played 9 holes.
Interesting.
He only spent 30 minutes at the practice range, where he usually spends quite a bit more. And walking down the fourth fairway, they noticed him limping. And his back seemed to be bothering him. So Tiger Woods, it's plus 240 for Tiger to miss the cut. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to happen, but you're getting some pretty good odds.
You ain't kidding. Now, when it comes to the guys to actually win this tournament, do you have a strategy? Are there particular guys that you target? Sometimes it could be a variety of different things. You know, who plays the course well, who's playing good golf at the right time. The favorites. Right now I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys between 12-1 and 7-1. Out of the DeChambeau, Johnson, Rahm, JT, Rory, and Koepka group, who do you like the most out of that bunch?
Well, I've been betting golf for about 10 years now, and back when they just restarted, I jumped on Bryson DeChambeau, his odds for the Masters. They were 28-1. So I have that in pocket. That's all the buzz is that he's going to play well. He could win this thing, but it's almost there's too much buzz. So I've been looking around. I feel like John Rahm, who has 22 strokes gained on the field over the last two Masters, including 10 strokes gained on the field just off the tee, this guy is playing fabulous. He got to number one in the world. This course is made for him. He's definitely going to be in contention. But the odds just aren't that good. I think you'd agree with that. Rory McIlroy, he's a new dad. He's definitely coming in under the radar. He shot 67, 67, 66 the last three rounds at the Zozo. That was the last start for him. He's made five straight top tens at the Masters before last year's tie for 21. I Rory McIlroy might be worth a flyer. Let me give you a couple longer shots. This guy's not been playing well for a while. He had a great stretch. But Ricky Fowler is way underpriced. At 66-1, in the last 144 holes at the Masters, that's 2018 and 2019, he's 24 under par. That's the best of any player by three strokes, better than Tiger Woods, better than Rahm, better than whoever you want to name. And that's in his last two Masters. He's finished in the top 10. 66-1, that's crazy. The guy's a great putter. So Dustin Johnson, you can't, disregard him at all. The guy played out of his mind when he was 30 under, winning a tournament earlier this summer. He's got all the tools. I'm just not sure he'll putt well enough at Augusta, because it really takes a great putter. But Bryson will be the guy everybody's eyes are on, and we'll see if those 350-yard drives can come through and he can have short irons into some of the par fives and whatnot.
Johnny, when it comes to handicapping this tournament, because they're playing it in November as opposed to playing it in April, how much does that change things for you?
Well, according to my guys that are down there, it's going to be warm tomorrow. So not very much different than when they play earlier in the year. But there is rain in the forecast for tomorrow. And if they have to stop and start again, that's bad for a guy like Tiger Woods for sure. It's supposed to get cooler on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So if Tiger does make the cut, he doesn't love playing in cold weather. That makes his back act up. And so, you want to start looking at some of the mutters, let's say. His mutter was a mutter. Whether it's a Shane Lowry or guys who play well in those kind of conditions. I don't love Shane this weekend, but just an example. One guy I will mention to you, there are all these different markets, JJ, and another one to look at is something like top Englishmen. Paul Casey, who has five top tens in 13 appearances at the Masters, hasn't been playing particularly well, but he finished second, I believe, at the PGA Championship, and he's 6-1 to beat out other guys like Tyrrell Hatton, who's kind of a hot name. So I kind of like that. And one of my favorite bets I want to tell you, JJ, is Tony Finau. Tony Finau is a phenomenal talent. He doesn't quite have what it takes, at least not yet, to finish the job on Sunday. He made it into the final group with Tiger last year and hit one in the water, I believe, on 16. He's a lock for the top 20. This guy's finished seven top 10s in his last 10 majors. Seven top 10s in his last 10 majors. His putter always lets him down, but here's a guy who's 330 down the middle. Not always as strong as with his irons, but long enough to make some of those par fives eagleable and birdieable. And he's a guy to look at in some of those other markets where you can go top 20, top 10, top 5. That's something Anthony and Syosset does. When I give him a player to win, he'll put him in the top 20, and Jason Day came through for him at the PGA Championship.
Now, that's the way to do it. Now, I usually don't go as deep as the top 20, but I'll do a top 5 and a top 10, banking on the guy to have a big weekend. Now, there are other times you think you're in the money easy. Patrick Reed, perfect example. And then he destroys and embarrasses himself over a day or two. And then you're dead to rights with all of the above. Wanted to ask you about Cameron Champ. I'm seeing him at 80-1. He's played well. I like his game. I like his swing. Why are those odds so low?
You know, he hasn't had that breakthrough win yet, and he hits the piss out of the ball, but he's just not, you know, not polished around the green, not a phenomenal putter. He can hit the ball as hard as any of those big hitters. But, he's a young guy. I think we have to wait, you know, let him play 5 or 10 major events, and then we'll see, his true colors come through. I do like him, and 81's for certainly good odds if you're just going to drop some pizza money on it.
No question. So you would advise, if you like, let's say, 2 or 3 players to win this thing, not only to take them to win the whole enchilada, but to take them to win top 5, top 10. You advise that?
Absolutely. If you can get the good odds, once again, shop around. As your listeners know, JJ, you preach it. Shop around, look at different books, see what the best odds are, because they vary wildly on these golf markets. If you're willing to take somebody for a top 10, just make sure the odds are there for you, because as you said, and it made me laugh because Patrick Reed was a guy we had at the U.S. Open, and after 2 rounds, we looked good, and then he threw up all over himself. Let me give you a couple other bets that I've personally made, and I hope your listeners can make some money off these. Weisberger. Here's an Austrian who was made the cut at the PGA and the U.S. Open. All 4 starts at Augusta, he's made the cut. He's up against Mark Leishman. Leishman, another one of these guys we're talking about who's not playing well at all. He's really struggling. So you're only laying 130 to win 100 on Weisberger. Danny Willett had a wrist injury in Houston last week. And Danny Willett's a former champion here. But, you know, his odds against Rafael Cabrera Bello are old. Bello you can get for minus 110. And Willett, I don't necessarily see him even making the cut here. So another good one. And Brad Snedeker. Brad Snedeker struggling, getting older. His window's past him. You can get him to miss the cut at plus 120. So you're getting some plus money to look at Brad Snedeker to miss the cut. But as I said, DJ, Rom, Finau, Bryson, you know, all very good bets to finish in the top 20. You don't necessarily always get those great odds.
Final one here, Johnny, and I appreciate the time. The winner of the 2020 Masters will be?
I'm going to go with Bryson DeChambeau because I have him at 28-1.
And if I had 28-1, I'd be rooting like crazy for that freak as well. My goodness, 28-1, and now I'm seeing it at 7-1. Yeah. That's what you call getting ahead of the market, amigo.
A little bit of value. You know, if he doesn't win it, you know, Rahm and DJ would be my next 2 guys on the list. But don't count out Rory. I don't mean to throw too many guys out there, but those are the top players in my mind. I don't think Justin Thomas is going to do it. And who else did you mention that's right at the top of that list? JT, I just don't feel like JT's going to win this Masters. I think Rory's a little bit of a dark horse, even though his odds are kind of short. But I'd say Rahm and DJ if Bryson doesn't do it.
Hey, Johnny, tremendous stuff. I enjoyed it a ton. We'll be following on Twitter throughout the week. And let's cash some tickets. I like the sound of that.
Absolutely, JJ. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. My pleasure. That's Johnny Millionaire, who is our golf handicapper extraordinaire. Gave us some great nuggets, some great insight on the Masters. Good way to try to go about the weekend. People are going to make a couple of shekels. 10:43 here on this Wednesday evening. Final couple minutes of JJ After Dark. We'll wrap it up. Whatever's on your mind at 877-337-6666. Come right back.